Blog Talk Radio.
Another Norman Knight coming to you live again from Bowie, Maryland. I'm very excited to be talking with you tonight for a couple of different reasons. Number one, I love presidential politics, and that's what we're here to talk about. Number two, I love writing, and I'm here to tell you about my move to cable TV. Nothing big, but still my own little show talking about writing and writers right here in and around Bowie, Maryland. I'm very proud to have that gig. But first things first, what the heck happened in South Carolina? Bernie Sanders crushed 78% to 20-some percent. An unbelievable shellacking at the hands of Hillary Clinton. I don't know what to say about it. I can't imagine anyone, particularly a black person, voting for Hillary Clinton after what she and her hubby Bill had to say about black voters in South Carolina. And the fact is, there are not many Democrats in South Carolina to begin with, and almost none of them are white. Hillary Clinton simply pandered to them, to the black voters in South Carolina. Stunned that, to be blunt, black voters failed to recognize their own class interests. The fact of the matter is, if overall class interests take charge as Bernie Sanders wants them to, then all the people now who are sitting on top of the heap and are raking in the glory from the civil rights days, they won't be on top of the heap anymore. Sorry, I had to have a little drink. Now, if you want to call up and challenge that idea, 347-945-6713. Class consciousness of the bottom 20%, the middle 60%, against essentially the top 20% is a real issue here inside of Democratic politics. The Democrats have been a workers' party. They have always been a workers' party. And somehow that has been redefined. I don't quite know. The worst part about Hillary Clinton, at least in the minds of this reporter, I'm a political commentator, is the way she simply pandered and moved to the left until she defeats Senator Sanders. Then she's going to move all the way back to the center right and fulfill all those promises she made in those speeches. She won't be released to those bankers. It really is a pretty simple proposition. They don't tell you or they don't pay you thousands of dollars to have you come and tell them how you're going to destroy them. I mean, you just don't do that. And anyone who thinks that you do is naive. Worse than naive. They're just dumb. We need a reorganization of politics. The best thing that could happen to America would be a presidential campaign between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. That would put the issue right square in front of, smack in the middle of the American people. And then we get democracy. The real problem with American democracy is it's not democracy at all. Everybody loves democracy as long as they're winning. As soon as the people vote, if you don't like the vote, suddenly it isn't democracy. Suddenly it's people being dumb. Suddenly it's people turning into racists again. I got news for you, folks. Democracy simply means count the votes. Count the votes. I would never vote for Donald Trump for president. There's no question in my mind about it. But if most of the people who consider themselves to be Republicans think Donald Trump should be the Republicans' presidential nominee, well then by all means, bring him on. As they say in the Catholic Mass, it is right and just. And I say bring Bernie Sanders on for the Democrats. Let's have a political contest that is not between two hardcore politicians. And the one thing about a race between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders is that it would not be a race supported by the moneyed interest. A really interesting fact reported by Casey Hunt tonight is that Bernie Sanders asked his supporters as a show of faith that they get $40 million by the end of February. Well, guess what? Today's the last day of February, and Bernie Sanders has reached $41.5 million in contributions. And he didn't have to go make a speech anywhere. Class consciousness is starting to take hold in the United States of America. Now, if you don't like what I'm saying, why don't you give us a call? 347-945-6713. And we'll just see where the conversation goes. Let me see what's going on my Twitter feed. Oh, boy. Casey Hunt seems to be on the road with Bernie Sanders. Let's see what she happens to say about the old bird. A real interesting question. What if Bernie doesn't win the nomination? Who will I vote for then? Donald Trump? Absolutely not. Would I rather Hillary Clinton be elected president than soothing my conscience and voting for Bernie Sanders, or should I vote for her? I think Bernie Sanders should be the president of the United States. And there's only one thing I can do with my vote, and that's cast it for the person who I think should win. I will cast my vote for Bernie Sanders. Period. I have real trouble voting for... Oh, isn't that pretty cool? Casey Hunt's going to follow Bernie Sanders across the United States starting at 6:20 on Super Tuesday. I hope that Bernie will get some votes. I want my Democratic Party back. I want the party of Roosevelt. I want the party of unions. Now, I don't agree 100% with Bernie. I believe that free trade is a good thing for the United States of America. I just haven't figured out how we combine free trade with American jobs. It really is pretty hard. And I don't know the answer. But we'll figure it out. Trade is restricted. It's restricted for everybody. If trade is open, it should be open for everybody. But it isn't. And so we have to do something about it. I still haven't, had a call yet in the new show year. So if you want to join in with me, please, 347-945-6713. We got about 15 minutes to go on the show. Donald Trump. Let's actually talk about Donald Trump. How do you feel about this big brouhaha over David Dukes? I don't see why anybody pays attention to David Dukes. Who cares who David Dukes endorses? Who cares anything about what David Dukes does as long as nobody votes for him? But anyway, David Dukes is the price of democracy. And I give him no attention. I don't think Donald Trump really understands exactly the ideas that a man like David Dukes stands for. Should he reject him? Well, he has. Let's just leave it at that and move on. Now we got that clown Rubio just running around thinking he's some kind of straight comedy artist, you know, whose whole job is to light up Donald Trump. That's not his job at all. Marco Rubio is a lightweight. He's an idiot. He does whatever people tell him. He's a pretty face, an empty shirt. When are we going to realize that? Now, would I rather have other Republicans as the candidate than Donald Trump? And you know what? I don't think I would. John Kasich, for example, he tries to come off as this wonderful wannabe working class. John Kasich is a bad man. John Kasich has hurt people in Ohio. He's hurt people. Does Ted Cruz is a bad man. He might not even be a U.S. citizen. We can't just ignore those things. But anyway, give me a call, 347-945-6713. But I'm branching out from politics. Yes, I am. I have been given a show on Bowie Community Media. The show is called On the Books. And the purpose of the show is simply to interview writers from in and around Bowie on TV. And I'm really very excited. If you're in the Bowie, Maryland area and can get the Fios TV channel, it's Channel 11, Bowie Community Media. The first show is Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. It's for a half hour, and I'm interviewing an author, and I'm very excited about that. I saw the proof today. It's not perfect, but for a community production, it's damn good. I say so myself. Tune in, and if you see something that you like on the books, you can always call the Norm at Night Show live the next Monday night to voice your opinion and let us know what you think. So, On the Books, Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m., Channel 11, Fios Community Cable here in Bowie, Maryland. I'm looking forward. If you want to criticize me, call me up the next Monday and let me know. Write a letter to my email, buffnetg@gmail.com. The second show goes into filming on Friday, and I'm looking forward to that. But Thursday, it turned out real well. It's a great show, and I am excited. So what else is happening in Super Tuesday? Well, let's see what happens. Let's hope what happens. I think Bernie's going to win some states, particularly those in the North. I think Hillary's going to win some states, particularly those in the South. We'll see, where I don't think people have achieved the class consciousness yet. I think Donald Trump should do very, very well. The big question is how well he'll do in Texas. If he can win Texas, we won't have to worry about Senator Cruz's natural or unnatural citizenship, because if Senator Cruz can't win Texas, Senator Cruz is done. D-O-N-E. And I am looking forward to that. We got about 10 minutes left on the show, so if you got anything you want to say, call now, 347-945-6713. There's a lot of other sad things that have happened today. Among the saddest, police officers do bad things sometimes. Well, I think on the whole, more often, bad things get done to police officers than they do to people. And unfortunately, people are, I don't even know how to say it. Bad people use a few bad cops I don't know how to explain it, but a very bad thing happened in Virginia. 28-year-old police officer, her first day on the job, her first day on the job, she responds to a domestic to a domestic charge. And she was killed. She was sworn in on Friday. She died on Monday. That's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Domestic crimes are very difficult. The Prince William police officer was shot and killed. It really is a sad state of affairs. The Army Staff Sergeant killed a new police officer. After he first shoots his wife, then he shoots a police officer. Amazing. It's really sad because the police or the staff sergeant himself is only 32 years old. He kills Ashley Guinan dead on her first day of street patrol. What has gone wrong with the United States of America? Why are we killing each other like this? First day on patrol. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Army guy's probably going to get the death penalty. His son is very likely to be an orphan. His wife is already dead. His father will probably be executed. I mean, I hope not, because I would like the killing to stop. I do not believe in the death penalty. But in this case, I'm afraid this Army sergeant is going to get the death penalty. Some say he should. Still no calls in. I'd love to hear from somebody. 347-945-6713. Unbelievable, that poor policewoman. First day on patrol, she's shot dead. Unbelievable. But anyway, another issue that may have affected people are the Academy Awards. There's all this stuff going on now about how there's something wrong with the Academy Awards because there's no black film in nominated for an Academy Award. The one that most people are talking about is Straight Outta Compton. I have not seen the movie, so I really can't make a judgment on whether or not it was an Academy Award quality movie. One other thing that happened for the very first time, Justice Thomas asked questions from the bench with the court in session today with only 8 judges. A third of all U.S. presidents appointed judges, Supreme Court justices in election year. It's really interesting about what's happening with the Supreme Court. Justice Thomas, I taught his son a long time ago, and I can still remember sitting there with him having conversations about his son. And that was a pretty amazing meeting. I've actually met quite a few people having taught, for the most part, in the private school or independent school community of Washington, D.C. We got about 3 minutes, and we're going to have to call it for another night. It doesn't appear as if anyone's going to call me again. But what do you think about the Supreme Court issue with Barack Obama appointing the successor to Antonin Scalia, or that Justice Thomas is finally speaking out? What do you think about the Academy Awards? All of these things, if you just listen, hear them, and think them, then we have accomplished what we set out to do here at the Norman Knight Show. I wish that I could get people to call in to me or at least come into the chat room. We'll keep going for a while, and I'll keep doing things on Facebook. Don't forget to watch On the Books premiere on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. I'm really very excited by everything that's going on. I'm having a great deal of fun doing this show. I'm having a great deal of fun doing On the Books. A special shout out to a wonderful woman named Maggie, who did a whole bunch of for On the Books, did some great artwork. I thank you, Norm at Night, plunges right along, and we're going to have some big changes coming up at Norm at Night, I hope. But until then, since we don't have any activity going on, we'll just take ourselves out with some nice jazz music. I'll see you again next week.